All right, Indianola girls cross-country athletes, who are?
Joey Werling.
Remy Sievertson.
Tell us a little bit about how the season's going so far.
I mean, the season is going well. It's not as good as I expected it to be for me. I really enjoyed the team, though. Even though it's harder for me to run this year, I enjoy coming to practice and being with the team and helping the team out. I realize that it's not about getting first on the team for me anymore. It's about helping my teammates out as much as I can and getting the best that I can do.
It's gone pretty well this year. I think we've had some good competition at some of our meets, and I'm excited for tomorrow at our home meet. I know that there's going to be some good competition here. I think our team is doing pretty well together. I think we're pushing each other very well and just working together as a team. That's very important.
Well, speaking of that competition, it feels like there has been some really good competition and competing against basically some of those state meet type teams. Is that what you've been seeing?
Yeah, I think we've been seeing a couple of those teams. We go into those races knowing that they're going to be there, and I think we all get a little bit worried, but I think we perform better knowing that they're there.
We go into the meets knowing what teams we need to beat, what teams are in our conference, and what teams are going to be the most challenging. We go in knowing that we need to go beat that team, go get a red, go get a green. We need to go get extra points for our team so we can beat them.
Well, speak a little bit about the upcoming home meet. What do you want to see here at Pickard Park?
I think it would be really nice to see a win and a personal record for me this season. So far, I think that those accomplishments would be fun to see.
I think a lot of runners just all around like to make their home course, their best time, their PR. So I think tomorrow I'm going to try. I mean, I always try my hardest, but I think tomorrow will be a good race.
Well, what do you think about not only this not being the last home meet of the course, of the season, I should say, as that district qualifying meet is going to be here? Do you kind of see this as maybe getting a little bit extra ready for that?
Yeah, it's good to like, we practice out here a lot, but it's good to run an actual race here. It's been about a year, so I'm excited.
I think it's going to be really good for us to run out here to see where people might struggle and where we can get them the most, because we know this course more than anyone else. And so just seeing where other people may struggle and getting their, getting ahead of them.
Well, you talked a little bit about team culture. Tell us a little bit about this year's squad.
It's just really fun this year. The incoming freshmen were really good and a really positive aspect to the team. They really help out a lot, which helps the chemistry well. And I think that they are very positive people, and that helps the attitude of the team.
Yeah, I agree with Joey. I think that all of them are super positive. I haven't heard one negative thought from any of them. They're all fun to run with, fun to be friends with, and it's just great that they came up to high school.
All right, well, any goals remaining for the rest of the season? I know home meet, and then it feels like in the blink of an eye, it's conference and then districts.
Not really. I just want to go out there and try my hardest. I want to be positive throughout all my run, know that in my head that I can finish this race.
My goal is just to be the one that helps out the most. I need to go past people. I need to go run my hardest time. I need to believe that I can, and that's my goal.